Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Apple Watch versus iPad. Leo has his. I need some more convincing.
Plus ways to turbocharge your Today screen.
A time saver for Instagram.
And more. It's iPad Today. iPad Today is brought to you by Pro Flowers. Mother's Day is May 10th, and Pro Flowers has got you covered. Get one dozen rainbow roses in a free glass vase for just $19.99, plus shipping. Visit proflowers.com. Click the microphone in the top right corner and enter the code TWIT. And by Braintree. If you're working on a mobile app and searching for the right payments API, check out the Braintree V.0 SDK. With one simple integration, you get every way to pay. To learn more and to try out the sandbox, go to braintreepayments.com/iPad today. And by Harry's. For guys who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to harrys.com. Get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code iPad today when you check out.
Ooh,
hello, Megan Maroney. Welcome to iPad Today. This
Welcome
is a show where
yes.
we talk about the iPad.
Mm-hmm. Sharknado versus zombies.
What? Are you a Sharknado fan or are you in the zombie
clip? I don't know. iPad plus versus the Apple Watch, which is Sharknado, which is zombie.
No one would know.
No one would know.
Yeah, we're just looking for more ways to amortize the cost of this $650 boondoggle on my wrist.
Right. Well, I mean, maybe people are still thinking of whether they're going to buy one. They want to laugh at you for buying one. They want to see what's better about their iPad, what they could do with their iPad.
You know
instead
what
of...
frosts my brain?
What frosts your brain?
Or flakes. I was going to say flakes, but brain came out instead. That shows you it's been frosted. This doesn't work with the iPad. You have to have an iPhone. And not just any iPhone, an iPhone 5 or later to use the Apple Watch.
But it should work with both. I get it that you need, but you can't even stream music from your
Can't do anything. It doesn't know that the iPad exists.
Oh, it's snubbing the iPad.
It is snubbing the iPad. So I think that, now, did Apple ever get, did anybody ask them why?
Well, I read something that they thought it would be too confusing that to have two different interfaces to work with, but it's probably version 2. Will.
I think probably what it is they figure anybody who has an iPad also has an iPhone. But I think there are people like me, I use an iPad, but I prefer to carry an Android phone, and I don't think that that's that unusual.
Right.
And so I would, but I have to carry my iPhone now because I have to do it for the Apple Watch. So I just feel like it could be, one of the things the Apple Watch does is make phone calls, so you can't really do that on your iPad, I guess. But everything else that I do on this could be done on any iOS device, I think.
Yeah. So I thought we could start off with the big thing, is notifications, like how notifications
right.
work on the watch versus how they work on the iPad,
right.
how you can simplify them, make them more useful to you.
Now, the first thing, anybody who has an iPhone, this didn't happen on the iPad. Notice, though, when you went to iOS 8.2, is all of a sudden you got a new icon for an Apple Watch, whether
uh-huh.
you wanted one or not,
right.
whether you were going to get one or not, and you can't remove it. You can only do what most people do, which is slide it into the extras folder. That's where I put all the Apple stuff that I don't use in the extras folder.
But now you slid it out.
I slid it out because it also is required if you're going to use an Apple Watch with your phone. So I'm going to actually set up some. This is, by the way, where you would do all of the configuration of notifications and so forth. Some of it you can do on the phone, but really it's so much easier to do it in the Apple Watch, for the Apple Watch. But, so you can do it on the watch, but it's easier to do on the phone. Did I say that backwards? I think
yeah.
I did. I'm going to send myself some notifications.
So just to be clear, everything yeah. that all the notifications you get on your phone are not automatically synced to your watch.
No. In fact, the way Apple does it, as I remember when you first install the watch, is it does not turn on notifications and glances for every app you have. Or does it? Maybe it does, and then you have to go back and turn them on when you... I can't remember.
Well, I am still waiting for my watch, but I did do some research because I'm so,
well, thank
I am excited
you.
About it. And I'm going to talk about it on i5 for the iPhone.
Yeah.
So what in my research, what I found is that it doesn't mirror the two, don't mirror each other. But if you go through your iPhone and you turn off notifications for everything that you've turned on, which you should do anyway, because you really don't need to be notified about that much stuff.
You can really overdo it on the watch, I'll tell you that.
So what appears in your settings in the Apple Watch app on your iPhone is everything that you already have turned on in your iPhone. So if you've already turned off, you don't want if they know you don't want Facebook notifications, you don't want Instagram notifications, if you already don't want those, then they will not even show up in your settings screen. So maybe you've already turned them off. Maybe that's why you don't have that many.
Yeah, but I mean, I think what happens is something different happens when you first turn on the watch. All of the apps that are watch capable copy over to your watch. And I'll show you, the interface is crazy because it's a lot of apps. They all copy over and they're all little dots on your watch.
And you get rid of them the same way you get rid of them on your iPhone.
You can. Right? You can hold them and they'll jiggle.
The jiggle.
Maybe
they should.
They're supposed to.
That's what they're supposed
and then,
to.
But then they change the behavior. And when you install new apps, it doesn't automatically put it on the phone. So you have to then go into the new app and say, turn on the notifications on the phone.
That is weird because
it's something a little odd, I have to say.
Because if you're...
That's usable, isn't it? No, I know exactly what I'm looking at. So let me just explain what's going on here. There, I'll go back to the watch face. There are, if you swipe the face down notifications, I don't have any there, so I'm going to have to set up some. And then if you swipe up, there's glances. So understand there's a difference between the two. Notifications are push notifications from things like email and messaging that, you know, your calendar, that get pushed out to the watch. Just as it's kind of like today, and you described this on the at the beginning, it's kind of like the difference between today and notifications.
Mm-hmm.
So on the iPad, today is... Which? Basically, the equivalent of glances on the watch, and notifications are the same as notifications on the watch, okay? Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me.
So you swipe up for today-style stuff, and you can turn that on in the application. So there's my calendar. There's my to-do list, my Wonder List. You have Wonder List.
I do. Yeah. Yep. That's one of the things
weather.
I can talk about today.
I can control music now. You get to choose, but you have to choose this on the phone, whether you want music to play back to come out of the watch or out of the phone. Right now I have it set that it comes out of... This is controlling audio from my phone. That, by the way, works for everything, including... I'm happy to say, because I'm a big audiobook listener, mm-hmm. Audible. So I'm gonna start my book, Becoming Steve Jobs. That'll turn off the classical music. And then on here, this says Becoming Steve Jobs. This now controls my audiobook. So that controls whatever audio.
That's really great for if you're driving, because I found myself when I'm
that.
You know driving,
yep.
Adjusting your phone
right.
Audible app.
A similar thing will happen if you have Audible on your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'll get a little player. I think you get a little player, don't you? In the notifications of your
see.
Thing. Do you have Audible?
I don't know. I have it on my iPhone.
Yeah, I think I don't yet have it installed over here. I don't.
I had a question. So you can stream to your iPhone. You cannot stream to your iPad. Can you stream it to a Bluetooth
yes.
speaker?
Yes. So you will actually have a choice as you're streaming. You can choose where you want to stream. You can stream from the phone, from the watch, and if you've paired Bluetooth audio devices, that will appear as well.
Oh, good.
And you can then say what this controls. So that's kind of nice.
Yes.
You can get things that are watch specific. For instance, you on the iPad, you can't take your heart rate.
No.
But I
can't.
I can on this watch. And what this watch does is kind of interesting. It takes your heart rate automatically every 10 minutes or so. And so it keeps track of your heart rate all day long.
That's good.
And that's kind of nice.
You want to know if your heart is beating or not.
Right.
That's something you want to know.
And then it shows, this is one of the popular glances that shows your, they've showed this a lot, shows your activity level. So the red is how much heavy activity, like actual exercise I have. I'm sorry, the red is just moving around. The green is how much exercise I've actually had. And the blue is standing. It's another thing your iPad doesn't do. And it shouldn't, because it's not on your wrist or on your body.
Right.
So it doesn't know if you're moving around or standing or exercising. Every hour, if I haven't moved in 50 minutes, like I'm watching a movie,
Or doing a show about iPads.
Doing a show? Apple or watches. Last, during triangulation, it says, stand up.
And did you?
Yeah. Because I do whatever my watch tells me to do.
So Wonderlist was an app that I was going to talk about.
Let's look at the difference between Wonderlist on the iPad.
You're going to get to see all of my to-do lists. Wonderlist is just it's an app that lets you keep track of all the things that you need to do, organize your life, organize your to-do list apps. I really like it. It's much simpler than a lot of the other ones that I've tried. I like Evernote,
too.
So that's
in the app,
yeah,
right?
So, yes, here's my grocery list. I can move things around. I can add what kind of salsa I want, spicy, or, I could do all that stuff. I think I've shown this on here before. I just really like the way that it works. I have several lists. I have my daily to-do list, all the things, and I can move them up, and I can clean up my iPad. Yes, I did that. Get rid of them.
That was your actual on your to-do list?
Yes, I got
that.
Wow,
aren't you disciplined?
I have everything on my to-do list. I've been doing, yes, I'm a little
You know,
crazy.
It's smart if you put really easy things to do on your to-do list.
Yes, and then you can get rid of them.
And then
yeah.
You have a chance.
Mm-hmm. iPad today. Check.
Check.
Done.
See? Don't you feel good about yourself now?
So I like the big screen. I like how much real estate I have on it. I like how it works with my, since we were talking about notifications, mm-hmm. I have a Wonderlist widget. So widgets are the things that you can add to your today screen as opposed to your notification screen today. And then you add those by clicking down in edit. And you can choose which ones that you... I like all these widgets. All these widgets I do not like. So show me how it works. So here's the widget.
That's what I want to see. When you pull down... Not the widget, but when you pull down notifications, do you see...
On my
your to-do list, that's the analog there, right? There it is, Wonderlist.
Yes, on today, yes.
And so it shows, and can you check things?
Let's see. Well, no, it doesn't look like you can. I thought you could. Maybe it was because I didn't have my today list. Evernote, I think, was another similar one. That will let you check things. From your notifications screen, that's different.
Them. Functionality on the notification screen varies a lot, doesn't it?
It does.
You can't really know what
these.
You're going to get.
No, you don't. So that's why we said before, turn off all your notifications. I had today dues, I think they would show up there. I think they did. Like Finish is another similar one. That actually has my list, and I can check them off and go to them. So show me what it looks like.
Yes, let me show you my Wonderlist here on my Apple Watch. That I can do as a glance or as a notification. So I'm going to give you the glance, which would be like having Wonderlist in your today thing. Let me see where my Wonderlist is. That's one problem. You put too many glances in here.
How many glances can you get?
It seems like an unlimited number. You know what? It's not turned on in here. So now, if you want to do that, you have to go to your phone, and you have to say, turn on my Wonderlist. I thought I'd already done that, so I apologize. So we're scroll down. These are all the apps.
You have had, how long have you had this? You've had it since Friday, Leo.
It says show and glances. So show app on Apple Watch, show and glances. Maybe I don't have anything to do. Could that be? Let's enter something to do in Wonderlist. Maybe I just didn't put any.
Give Megan a raise.
I did all the check boxes. Maybe I finished all my to dos. I thought I had more to do. Let's do another one.
You do have more to do. No one.
I do. I have one thing in my inbox. Cancel New York Times.
Oh. Lisa was just telling me she wants you to do that.
You know why? It's who knew? It's really fine print. On the iPad, it's nice and big. I can make it big and read it. When you get the printed New York Times, you can't read it.
That is a good advertisement for the iPad right there. Cancel New York
no
Times.
Kidding.
That's why she said she wants to cancel it, because you read it on the iPad.
Yeah. So I don't know why it's not showing up here. Let me launch the app. That maybe I just have to launch the app, and then it will show up from then on. So go ahead, try to find the Wonderlist app on these little dots.
Can you ask Siri, open Wonderlist on there?
I don't know.
Try it.
All right, let's try it. Open Wonderlist.
Here's some traffic.
It did. It worked. Here's some traffic for you. You'll never get home today. All right, there's my Wonderlist.
Okay, good tip,
yeah,
Siri.
Thank you. You figured it out. And here's my to-do list, cancel New York Times. So let's go back to the watch. Let's see if, when I go down to glances, I can see it now. Should be in here somewhere. Oh, is that it? Yep, cancel New York Times. So that's what it looks like here. Can I do it? Can I cancel the New York Times? I can because when I tapped it, it launched the Wunderlist app. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's kind of an end there. I can cancel that. So there, that's kind of analogous.
Right.
But it has to launch the app to be able to do the functionality.
Right, and then I can see everything that I need to do. So it's like a bigger screen. And, of course, Wunderlist does sync. So I'll show you my Wunderlist.
It's so funny that you're using that because I have tried them all, including AnyDo and Things, and I finally came around to Wunderlist.
Yeah, so it's important, even though your Apple Watch doesn't work with your iPad, Wunderlist is syncing. So if you have Wunderlist on the iPad, it will.
That's nice.
It'll work, I assume.
Yeah.
I mean, it works that way with the iPhone and the iPad.
That makes sense. That's good.
So. All right, so how about video calling? Can you make video calls on your Apple Watch?
No video calling. I can make phone calls. Hey, Siri, call Megan Maroney.
My phone's over there.
Well, it's thinking.
It did work the other day when we tried it.
It's thinking. It's one thing I've noticed about the Apple Watch. It spends a lot of time thinking.
Does Siri not talk back to you?
Now it says, what can I help you with? Call Megan Maroney. No, Siri doesn't talk on the watch. NASA's, what can I help you with? Call Megan Maroney.
Oh, Siri.
Siri doesn't talk in the watch. I can help you with your call history when you hand off to your iPhone. Oh, that's something I can do that's kind of cool. Hand it off to my iPhone. And then on the iPhone, the lock screen will show the handoff. Here in the lower left, and I swipe it up, and this will actually continue my conversation.
You don't have any calls to Megan Maroney for today.
You know, you can correct her pronunciation of Maroney. Yes, we'll work on that later.
I would like to because it calls you a moron. I think that's not nice.
It's Moron-y.
Moron-y. Okay.
So yeah, the handoff is really good with the Apple Watch. I think I've read that it's good.
Yeah.
I don't have mine yet. But so if you're looking at something on your iPhone with Siri, you can hand off and back and forth.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
So video calling, of course, you have Skype for video calling.
No,
of course,
we don't
you have
that.
FaceTime.
Yeah.
You have FaceTime.
There's no camera on this, but there is a microphone.
Right. So but Skype on the iPad.
Right.
Right.
So are you going to call me?
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to call you.
Actually, they just added Facebook.
Yes. Facebook. This is brand new. Facebook has video calling in Facebook Messenger. They really want you to use Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
So you can make video calls. We could do this with FaceTime, obviously. But if you had an Android device, we could also do it.
It's not doing anything. Do I have to have messages open?
Messenger
open?
Yeah, probably.
Wait a minute. Are you calling with from Facebook?
Yes.
That's so strange.
That's your Facebook profile picture, isn't it?
Yeah.
It worked before.
Huh. Oh, there it is. You know what? You have to have it open. I kind of, that ring is interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let me accept it. Wait a minute. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
This looks just like FaceTime.
It does. But yeah. This is brand new today. Announced through Facebook Messenger, which is cool if you want to talk to someone who doesn't have
video chat.
Or someone who doesn't have FaceTime, too. You know, you can call.
Well, everybody has. You can call an Android device.
Right. Like, we called Jason Howell before.
Right.
You guys get the idea. We don't need to call Jason, do we?
No, we get the idea. How do I hang up?
The big red button.
Fortunately, you had a big red button, so you hung up on me.
I did hang up on you. Let's do one more. Okay, so fitness is great. There's not much. You can organize your fitness on the iPad, but there's not a whole lot of.
Fitness is much better on the watch because you take it with you as you're running. You're not going to run with an iPad.
Right. Unless you're doing like MyFitStar, and you have the.
Well, I do that, yeah.
Yeah. So you have like the yoga classes.
FitStar's great.
Right, on the iPad.
Yeah. Because they can. Tony Gonzalez will talk you through it.
Right. You can watch the video.
You can watch the video.
Kettlebells.
It'll ask you how hard it was and it'll tell you. We've talked about that before.
So that's better on the iPad,
right.
But it's not going to track what,
This is a little bit of a coach, but not a lot. For instance, as you're running every mile, it'll go bzzz. So you know you completed a mile. It does, in fact, very accurately. By the way, that's the good news. It's very accurate. Measure your steps. If you have the phone in your pocket, the watch doesn't have GPS, but the phone has. So if you have the phone in the pocket, it will tell you how far you've gone. So I bicycled in the other day, 2.2 miles, 13 minutes. Told me how many calories I used. Told me my heart rate went to 342.
Ooh.
Yeah. And no, it didn't.
That's great, because I don't know if you've really ever exercised with a heart rate monitor that you have to, like, wear and strap to you.
It this is nice. Like, it does a good job.
Yeah.
So I got a phone. Now, this does have messaging. Messages. Now, does messages show up in the iPad in the notifications? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So similarly here, it shows up on the watch. Henry just sent me a text.
Send so, money, Dad, now.
Send please. Money. He says, let me know if the dude replies today.
What?
And let me reply to him. So I'm going to tap.
Thankfully,
so
now Henry's been experiencing
you have some
life.
Sample message. Because, and you can put some of these in.
Okay.
So I've added a few, like, you know, talk to you in a bit, be right back, I love you, I'm on my way, sorry, I can't talk right now. So you could pick one of those, or you can do this. The dude abides. Done. And that was a dictation. Now it says, and you can change the setting, but you could send it as audio. You know, messages supports audio. Or you could send the dictation. If the dictation's accurate, you could send that. You can also tell it on your phone to always send audio or always send text. But I'll just send Henry. The dude abides. I don't know if he's going to, what he's going to, if he's going to make head or tails out of that. By the way, this is another notification that came in. We were talking about athleticism. Mm-hmm. It does, because it's always watching your activity. It's giving me my afternoon movement activity log. Ooh. My afternoon move goal progress, 134 calories of 400. It says, keep on moving, Leo. Every step brings you closer to your goal. That's nice. And I can then dismiss that. So that's the kind of notifications you get. Messages, incoming calls will show up as an incoming call, which you can answer on the phone. Mm-hmm. No video, but you can answer on the watch, rather.
Are you and Henry having, like, a Big Lebowski moment or something?
We are now.
Okay.
He's going to be very puzzled by that. So I don't think he knows about the Big Lebowski.
Really? I bet he does. Now, you don't use Evernote? I think, feel like I keep asking
I
you.
I do. I love Evernote.
And do you have Evernote on that?
You bet I have Evernote on this.
Okay.
Hey, Siri. Open Evernote. Now that I know I can do that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You forget things sometimes.
I just didn't know you could open apps. I guess I read that. This is one of the things somebody said about the Apple Watch. It's not a learning curve. It is a discovery curve, right? So you saw it did pull up Evernote, and I can add a new note. It can show me recently viewed notes as well. So you can see Rhine Cruise, passports, they kind of go together. There's some serial numbers and things like that. The best brand muffins. Let's see that recipe for best brand muffins.
Ooh, where'd you get that?
There it is. It's loading up. The watch is not super fast, by the way. We've showed this before. Preheat oven to 400 degrees, spray muffin tins with Pam, combine a whole wheat flour, bran, light brown sugar, salt, baking soda, baking powder, mixing bowl, a little buttermilk, a little egg, canola oil, molasses, and then the raisin. That's the whole recipe
that's
right there.
That's a use case that I feel good about, because if you have your iPad out where you're cooking, it's on the, food all over it, your iPhone, you don't want that. You just check your wrist.
Yesterday I was making rice. I said, hey, Siri, set a timer for 30 minutes or whatever, and it did it. Beeps you and buzzes you. So we also can add an Evernote. So I can search. You can see the magnifying glass, but I can also add. And I wonder what that's going to be like, not having done it. Hmm. Let's remember that there's always
tomorrow,
another day, and that tomorrow will be that day. Signed, your future self. And then it got it all and then went to sleep because it was exhausted after that long dictation.
I wish that it would respond, tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps by. It's
petty pace
from
day to
day.
Life's all our yesterdays.
Walking shadow.
Yeah.
A poor player. Oh, is it? No more Shakespeare.
Struts its stuff upon the stage.
It's our
stage. You know it better than I do.
Shakespeare today. You know, you memorize something that gets stuck in there.
Yeah, it does.
Here's what Evernote looks like on the iPad. There's more that you can see at one time.
It's much better.
It's I wouldn't say better. It's different.
It's nice to have the instant thing that you can do.
Right.
And now that I know, I could just say, hey, Siri, launch Evernote. That's pretty
right.
good.
Right. And I could leave it out verbally, too. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow is tomorrow. The thing I like about Evernote that you can't do in the iPad is the scanner. Do you use the scanner in Evernote, the photos?
Yeah, I can't do that in the watch either.
New.
Yeah.
I mean that. What did I say? iPhone? I meant you can't do it in the watch.
Yeah.
You can do it in the phone.
You can do it in the iPad?
You can do it in the iPad do it's pretty great. So if you have just like a bunch of paper and you want to save it all, and it right. has optical scanning too, right? You can it's searchable. That's what Jill Duffy told me of PC Mag, that you can search.
Yeah, because it's not perfect, but it does enough of it mm-hmm. so that you get a few of the keywords. So it's great in that sense. You can search it, and you'll see the image. You won't probably, the scanning's not perfect, so you won't want to read what it scanned, but it will give you enough so that you can do some searching, which
right.
is great.
And also, the Evernote has a great widget that I like for the Today screen, which is here, where you can see everything right here. This is my Today screen, and I can get my reminders and lists. And that's what you were talking about. Like, I can see
Absolutely.
My daily to-do, laundry, TN2.
Absolutely.
Speaking of, we should move on if I'm going to do another show.
Time is up.
Well, for all the links and the names.
I just got a notification, but we'll talk about it after the break.
You can go to twit.tv/iPad. You can watch our past episodes. You can fall in love. You can subscribe to the show.
Fall in love all over again.
Subscribe anywhere. Your favorite podcasts are sold for nothing. They're free, except we like it when you support our sponsors.
If you are in love.
Or a Mother's Day.
Or you have a mother.
Mother.
You might want to know about Pro Flowers. Look at that. That's my love sent me this bouquet.
Aww.
Isn't that pretty?
It
There's
is
nothing
beautiful.
Like even, and you know what? It's absolutely, Mother's Day is May 10th, so you really want to not forget Mother's Day. But I have to say, there's also something to be said for just sending flowers for no reason. Maybe send flowers to mom today. What I did last year with Pro Flowers, and I do use Pro Flowers, they have a really fun one for Mother's Day you can do where you send a bouquet the first day, and the second day she got chocolate-covered strawberries. So it was like two Mother's Days in one. Now, it's not too late. Mother's Day, you have all the way up to May 8th. Mother's Day is May 10th. Friday, May 8th, if you get to proflowers.com and use the offer code TWIT, you can send mom a beautiful bouquet of rainbow roses in a free glass vase, just $19.99 plus shipping. And if you really, if mom is your mother, your sweetheart, if you really want to show mom you care, for an extra $9.99, you can add another dozen roses.
Like on two
nice.
Different days.
No, one giant vase of 24 roses, like that red one right there. Look at that.
That's awesome.
I love the rainbow colored roses, though. That's kind of more springy.
Yeah. They do have, you can send two flowers on 2 days, too.
That, yeah, of course.
My mom watches this show, so I'm not going to say any more.
No more. Say no more. Say no more.
May not have ordered.
Appreciating mom this Mother's Day does not have to be stressful. And if you forget, as I always do, Pro Flowers saved my life last year. I'm going to try to do it ahead of time this year. But they've got everything you need for Mother's Day for all the moms in your life, not just your mother, your husband's mother, the mother of
your
children, whoever mothers you have.
I am a mother.
I
like flowers.
Many mothers in my life. You choose the delivery date you want, they guarantee it. And best of all, the flowers are guaranteed to be fresh and last at least 7 days after you receive them. And I love that, too. Easy website to use. You look at it, you pick, you're going to see exactly what it's going to look like. And I have to say, I really love that, sending her the roses and then the chocolates. She called me and she like was blown away. I think that's the one I got. The fancy strawberries and the roses. Every order comes with the Pro Flowers guarantee, too. So if you're a fan of TWIT, use the offer code TWIT, and they've got that special deal on a dozen rainbow roses in a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to Pro Flowers. You see where it says blue in the actually, is there a blue microphone on the page? Oh, there it is over in the upper top right. Go find that one and use the offer code TWIT. That's how they know you heard it on iPad today.
Mm-hmm.
So please do that for us. Proflowers.com. Use TWIT as the offer code. And by the way, you don't just have to get the roses. You can do other things, too.
They sell other things besides flowers, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I mean, I said, and candy. But they sell
the chocolate-covered strawberries were unbelievable.
And plants, too.
Plants. Yeah, did you see the plants?
Yes.
That?
Yeah.
Proflowers.com.
So the news. Let's do some news. The Apple Watch, I think we've done that.
I just got a notification on my Apple Watch that Apple has announced...
The earnings?
The earnings are coming out. 33% increase in sales, mostly due to China, I think.
Is that predicted or is that
I don't know. You know, it's a sentence.
4:30 Eastern. Is it 4:30 Eastern yet?
Yes.
That's when they're
They just
to come
came out.
Out.
They just so the so we our analysts will start to pour through that And by the time you do Tech News Tonight in an hour,
right,
you will know everything.
Synthesized all the information.
Yeah, this is the so I got the notification from the Wall Street Journal on the watch, which is kind of cool. And you know what's interesting? The Journal and other newspapers do this too. They actually put little teeny weeny pictures. See the little teeny weeny picture? You can barely figure it out.
Do you have the New York Times app on there?
I do.
Do you like that? It's just like one sentence story.
Yeah, that's a little better because it's just they don't bother with the pictures. But I don't know. Maybe you like the pictures. Hindus bear loved ones. I can't. ESPN sues Verizon. Buffett's ringmaster. It's pictures of tiny. What is that? I can't even. It's a thing. And then there's a thing with a thing.
You probably can get Twitter on there, too. On my Twitter.
I can.
You can. Renee Ritchie just tweeted that there were 12.6 million iPads sold.
Yeah, it's down.
Yeah.
It's down again.
12.6 Another million
down.
Is a lot.
But it's still a lot.
61.1 million iPhones, 4.5 million Macs, $13.6 billion in revenue.
That's pretty close to what the analysts were expecting, I think.
Yeah. Yes, iPad figures do continue to fall, but we're still here. For you?
Hey, if you sell 12 million of anything in 3 months, I think you should be happy. That's
a
million
so
a week.
Yes.
Enough said.
Right. So some other news. Do you want to talk about earnings anymore? China's important.
We'll have more details
later tonight.
Tech News Tonight.
Rather than just reading someone else's Twitter, because you can do that yourself.
Well, you know what Renee told me is to put Twitterific on my iPhone because it has a very nice interface to the Apple Watch. And so I can... Maybe too good an interface. I can read all the tweets and all that stuff.
Jason Snell is a big Twitterific fan
as
well.
Yes, he is.
You always know those are the people that have been on Twitter for a long time.
Yeah.
Twitterific fans. Okay, so have you heard about the no iOS zone, that bug that came out this week?
Yeah.
One that we were reminded of.
Have you encountered it?
No.
So the idea is you could actually set up your Wi-Fi so that anybody with an iPhone or an iPad who went within your Wi-Fi area... Boom! Off the air.
It stops and then it restarts and then it's like an endless loop.
Yeah,
it basically is crashing. You run away from it. Yeah,
you run away.
Yeah. So
has anybody done that? Because that would be mean.
No,
I'm sure
don't
Apple
do it.
Will patch this
well,
quickly.
Well, yeah, they also didn't give too many details about it, so people didn't do
right.
it unless you already knew.
Right.
And yeah, it's Wi-Fi gate. That's what I almost like anything. That
it's
has
a gate.
Gate in it.
It's got a gate. That means it's serious.
Yes. And so there will be a fix, but for now, just don't use any Wi-Fi networks you don't trust. And if you do find yourself in this kind of endless loop, then run away from it. It's not like it's something that will stick with your device, right? It doesn't crash it permanently once you're out of the...
God, I hope not.
But it does have to do with the fact that iOS does want to keep reconnecting to a network. It's trying really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
doing its best. Mm-hmm. The best this little iOS heart can do.
So YouTube will stop working on old iPads. Did you hear this?
Yeah, and not just old iPads, Apple TVs as well. The problem is that YouTube is changing what they call its API, how it interfaces with other software. And unfortunately, it's incompatible with older versions of iOS, including iPads and Apple TVs. So that's going to happen like in a day or two, isn't it?
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay.
So you have to have iOS 7 or later. Yep. That's just the app. You can use it online, right? You can go online.
The deal is that's the fix. Unfortunately, Apple TV doesn't have a browser, but your iOS device does. So
right. If you don't want to.
That's the fix.
Yeah, if you can't, because some devices can't get iOS 7, correct?
Terrible, terrible thing.
We have some emails. We have some voicemails. I happen to know the voicemail number this week, and I will give it to you.
You've memorized it?
I think we have another sponsor.
We do.
Also, so
we
take
do.
It away.
Other sponsor, a.k.a. Braintree.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually, if you watch the show because you're a developer of a mobile app and you want to know what's the hot thing in the iPad world, I'll tell you the hot thing in the mobile payments world. It's BraintreePayments.com. Braintree is a very simple, with their .0 SDK, a very simple way to integrate everything into your app. If you're building a mobile app and looking for a simple payment solution, you've got to try Braintree. The .0 VDK, V.0 SDK, rather, makes it easy to offer mobile payment types, including PayPal, Apple Pay, yes, it works with Apple Pay, Bitcoin, Venmo, credit cards, and more. Look who uses Braintree. The biggest, the best. GitHub's been using it since day one. StubHub, Uber, and Lyft. You know, if Uber and Lyft both use it, there's a good sign. Mm-hmm. Airbnb uses it. The SDK comes in 7 languages, .NET, Node.js, Java, Perl, PHP, Python, and Ruby. It supports Android, it supports iOS, it supports JavaScript. Elegant code, really just about 10 lines of in-app code, and you've got all of those solutions. Secure, simple, your customers will love it, you will love it. And get this, for your first $50,000 in transactions, no charge. Fee-free when you go to BraintreePayments.com/iPad today. I love that. BraintreePayments.com/iPad today. So if you're a mobile developer, you've been looking for a payment solution, go sign up, try out the sandbox, see if it works for you, play with it all you want, and then make sure you use the website BraintreePayments.com/iPad today so you get your first $50,000 in payments fee-free. How's that for a deal? BraintreePayments.com/iPad today.
Have you used Apple Pay with your watch yet?
I have not.
You can use it next door at Petaluma Market.
You can?
They now take Apple Pay.
I just bought
my lunch over there. There's no logo, and they didn't know it, but they said, try it, and I held up my phone. And I mean, I paid someone something.
I was in the CVS a couple of nights ago, and I said, I'd like to pay with this with my Apple Pay. And they said, because they have the thing.
Yeah.
I said, no, it doesn't do anything. I said, well, what happens if I touch it? He said, well, you can touch it all you want, but it's not going to do anything.
And didn't it?
It didn't.
Yeah.
But no, I'm going to go across the street. Because, you know, all you do on this. Now, this, I have to say, this is something you can't do Apple Pay on an iPad, and it drives me crazy. They don't have NFC chips in there. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised now that they've added Touch ID, the fingerprint reader, that maybe the next generation this fall will have NFC. Although, I guess the thinking is, what are you going to do, tap that big old iPad? So it does work on the iPhone. If you have it set up on the iPhone, you will have to set it up separately for your Apple Watch. But watch how easy this is. I just double tap the Friends button, and it shows me the card. It says, ready, hold your watch up to the reader to pay. You can even choose. I have several cards entered in. You can choose the card you want to use.
That's great.
And all you have to do is just hold it up to the reader.
You don't even have to, like, contort your wrist.
Well, you have to go like,
you do. You can't just hold it like that. Did you just buy something?
Oh, my God. What did I buy? I just bought a couple more iPads. There's another
one. Awesome.
Look at that. So that is pretty cool. I'm
going to
go across the street. They must have just turned that on.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited. I bought my lunch today.
I have used Apple Pay a total of one time. I went to Whole Foods and I said, well, let me try it. And I still, because my credit card company requires a PIN, I still had to enter in a PIN, which is kind of a
pain. You still have to sign, too. It's like, you have my fingerprint. Like, you really need me to scribble on the...
I think that's a requirement of different card...
Yeah.
Different
I didn't do it
credit
at
card companies
Market.
Don't do and don't.
Yeah. You still have to do it at Whole Foods. Okay, let's get to some email.
All right.
What I love about doing this show is, like, do you want me to ask you the question I'm going to ask you, Leo? No, he doesn't have someone in his ear.
I have been in a soundproof room for the last hour.
Okay. Wanda says, hi, Leo and Megan. I purchased the Cloud Baby Monitor app to watch my dogs while
Cloud
I was at
Baby.
Work. To watch her dogs while
yep.
she's at work, which is a great idea. I have an old AT&T unlimited plan. I got an email threatening to change my plan because I was tethering my iPhone. The app was the only thing different. I was using my iPhone to stream my iPad feed. Is that tethering?
Yes. The answer would be, from the point of view of your ISP, in this case your mobile ISP, yes, because what you do, in effect, is you're giving the iPhone access to the internet through your iPad, right? Because the phone is the camera on the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it
the
other way around? On
dogs.
The dog?
Dogs.
Dog, baby, whatever.
Right, but you
that
probably wouldn't want to leave your baby's home alone being streamed. Just saying.
This is not unusual. And so you see other apps will do this as well, where instead of using your normal internet, like, for instance, I don't know why they just have the iPhone call home. But for some reason, they have the iPhone call the iPad.
Well, she says she has an unlimited plan.
Oh,
on her iPad,
that's why.
AT&T.
So she doesn't have to do that.
Yes.
Well, that's tethering. Your iPhone is using your unlimited plan, and AT&T says, "Wait a minute, that's not allowed. You have to pay for that." This usually is $20 more a month.
Well, it seems like it should work, but I get why it doesn't.
It does work, but AT&T still wants the money.
Right. It seems. Yeah.
It's not that it doesn't work, but because you're using your it's tethered because some other device is using your internet access.
It's shocking, though. AT&T is usually just like, sure, do whatever you want. If you want to do that,
yeah,
sure, we won't
charge
you extra.
They're so nice. Right. They never ask for
all
more
of
money.
The cable companies are.
They like to give us
them and Comcast
stuff for free.
Besties. I'm sorry, Wanda. I wanted that to work. And,
yeah, no, I understand what's going on. So she has unlimited on her iPad. She wants to use that connectivity instead of her iPhone connectivity.
But they do. I want to start testing some pet technology like that because I want to see what my dog is doing when he's home alone. So maybe there is a device that is
It's $3.99, Cloud Baby Monitor. It's an interesting idea.
It's not a device, Cloud Baby Monitor. It's just...
In fact, it looks like you could do it with an iPhone or an iPad. You can even talk to your baby or play lullabies or white noise. And it has a little nightlight that shines. So you're probably going to want to plug whatever device you're using to monitor the baby in. Plug it in because otherwise it's going to use a lot of juice.
Right.
Good positive reviews. Look at that. A must-have app for parents. Was better before update. How many times do you see that in reviews? Best baby monitor. Happy and secure. Great app update. So, $3.99.
Cloud Baby Monitor. It's
Look, they have a watch app. Now I'm interested.
Ooh, a watch.
I look at my baby or my dog through my watch?
That is awesome.
Wow. That'd be very interesting.
That.
All right. I'll just download it right now.
Okay.
Let's try it. What do you say?
Why not, right? Shall we go to Tony Bates in Cardiff,
please.
UK? He asks, actually, this isn't a question. This is a tip from Tony. Yeah. With reference to your last iPad today on an interesting website run by the UK government, he came upon an interesting, it's getsafeonline.org. Hope this helps.
This is for kids. We were talking about what you should know as a parent for teenagers that are using the iPad. Getsafeonline.org.
Getsafeonline with tips. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
I have another email. This comes from Joel from Covington, Louisiana. Hurricane capital of the world.
Really?
He says, this is another tip. If someone doesn't have Skyforce 2014 as their app cap soon, you and Leo both fail at life.
I love Skyforce.
You do?
Yeah, I bet Milo and Huck love Skyforce.
I do love it, too. It's like a retro arcade game, sort of like Asteroids. Would you compare it to Asteroids? I would.
Yeah.
I think we had
it as an app cap once.
Well, it was a little bit... I mean, app caps are supposed to be relatively new, so that was why I didn't chose it. But I did download it, and I did play it. But I did decide that it was going to be just part of this segment instead of the app cap. Because
now, let me ask a question. Is there a Skyforce 2013 or 2012?
I think it was 10 years old in 2014, so that was why it was the decade. So I'm playing it now... And I can shoot things and move around very easy. I wasted a lot of time. You collect the stars.
I wasted a lot of quarters, I think.
Really, collect
this.
The stars, collect to build up.
Oh, this looks great.
I'm pretty good.
Nice.
If I might say so. It is great. It is free.
It's a little bit like Zaxxon.
Zaxxon. That might have been. No, I don't. Sorry.
Oh, that was a good game.
I guess it's not really like Asteroids because you're not shooting asteroids. You're shooting planes.
No, it's
planes.
A side.
It's a shoot 'em up.
It's shoot 'em up, but it's like a scroller. Infinite scroller.
I do highly recommend it. Thank you, Joel. I'm glad we're not failing at life. I mean, does it have to be an app cap for us to? He really liked it.
You know what? He's right. Look, there's Mario. Just flew over Mario. I don't know why Mario's in this.
I think we also have a voicemail from Sean from Memphis. Do we, Zach?
Let's hear it.
This is Sean from Memphis, and I just have a quick question for Leo. I was curious, what type and model of iPad do you currently use, and why do you like that model?
Oh, that's a good question.
If you could just let us know, thank you.
So I was using the iPad Air, which I think is a great model. That was last year's model. Mm-hmm. And Apple announced, actually it was 2 years ago model. Last year, in the fall of last year, Apple announced the iPad Air 2. And the biggest change in the Air 2 was it has a faster processor, much faster, faster graphics chip. But from the point of view of the user, the biggest change you'll notice is it has Touch ID. But I decided I'm not going to buy that. We bought one for Sarah. But I decided not to buy that. So when Sarah went to TechCrunch, I inherited her iPad Air 2. So that's what I'm using now. And I will say, that is the latest version of the full-size iPad. At home, I use an iPad mini, the first Retina version, not even the second one. I don't really think there's much of an improvement in last year's iPad Mini. So if you can get the old one, get that. I don't recommend you get much older than that, though. And the Apple does still, I think, sell the original iPad Mini, the non-Retina version. Bad idea. So get, you know, it's not like you have a whole lot of choice. You can get one older one to save money. If you can afford to get a more recent one, the current version, which is the iPad Air 2, that's what you have as well, is faster. Again, I don't really notice the speed difference, but, you know, in tests, it's much, much faster. And it is really nice to have a Touch ID, because then every time I go in the store, I used to have to enter in the password. I took home the old iPad Air that I was using in studio. That's my iPad at home now. Upgraded that from the Retina Mini. And I guess the bigger screen's a little bit easier. So I would say I am a fan of the larger screen iPads now. I used to be a big mini guy. Now, I'm watching with interest to see if they do this long-rumored iPad Pro, the 12-inch iPad with Force Touch. If they do that, I will run, not walk, to the store and get one. But for now, you know, frankly, any iPad you could buy is probably fine, except for that mini, the non-Retina Mini. I think that's a little too old and slow. They sell that because they want to have a very low-cost iPad. I think they still sell them.
All right. Well, next we have our ABCAP Awards, so stay
tuned
for that.
Is it that time?
Well,
get
it's not
your hat
quite
on.
That time.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a little time to go get your hat.
I got
to
fix my
get
hair.
Get your hair fixed.
Hair.
While I talk about, do you notice, by the way, how clean-shaved I am this morning?
Super smooth and soft.
That's because of Harry's. I owe Harry big time. They just sent me the new Harry's razor stand. I'm very excited about this. What is Harry's? Well, look, guys, we got to shave. Gals, too. And sometimes shaving is not the funnest thing in the world. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It pulls, it scratches. Some guys get razor bumps, and it's just no fun. So Harry's decided, and by the way, it can be very costly. I don't know if you've been to the drugstore, but $4 a blade for a Gillette Fusion, and you buy 10 blades, that's $40. Forget about it. So Harry said, we're going to make this better. We're going to make better blades. We're going to sell them direct to the customer from the factory, so we'll save you money, like 50%. It's $2 a blade. And we're going to make it fun, and they have. If you go to harrys.com, you'll find out all about it. For one thing, they bought the factory in Germany that makes the blades, so they can engineer them for the best performance, sharpness, at a low, low cost. You'll never have a better shave than Harry's. The Harry's Shave Foaming Shave Gel is great. They've now got the Harry's Aftershave Lotion. That is fantastic. Oh, they sent me. Oh, I love that. It smells so good. And then you get the Harry's kit. That's the way to start. And we're going to show you how you can get a very good deal on a Harry's kit. So here's a Harry's kit. Let me see what this one is. All the Harry's kits include 3 blades. They include the travel blade protector, which is great for putting the razor in your dop kit. And then you get the handle. There's 2 different kinds of handles. The Truman, which are plastic handles, and the Winston, which are the engraved metal handles. This is a Truman, so it's a. I love that. It's fun. It's orange. So you get the handle, 3 blades, the blade traveling blade cover, and your choice of shave gel, the foaming shave gel, or the shave cream. And for the Truman, it's $15. That's a great deal. And the Winston, which is the metal one, you can get that engraved. That's $25. But we're going to give you $5 off your first order if you use the offer code iPad today. So $10 to get started. $10, 3 blades, the handle, the travel cover, and a full-size bottle of the foaming shave gel. $10 at harrys.com. Just got to use the offer code iPad today. Harry's just started selling this, and I just got this. I'm so excited. I ordered it immediately. And it even has my name on it. Look at that. This is the razor holder. Let me get my razor out. So, I just put it in a glass on the sink, but that's not good. No. So now I have a nice razor stand, and because we have his and hers Harry's at home, it's got my name. I don't know if you can see that engraved on it. It's beautiful. It's an aluminum block. It's really nice. That's $15, I think. So go to harrys.com, browse around. Is there a holiday coming up?
Father's Day.
This will be a good time to get Dad involved.
Yes.
You know what? Dad will love you for this. He's got to shave. Why should he suffer? Why should he pay for the privilege of suffering? Harry's. .com. Use the offer code iPad today and get $5 off your first order. I see you're wearing a hat. I'm a laggard here.
Oh,
wait a minute. Let me quickly get a hat on here.
I think I've worn this one before.
These hats come from the same person.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
There we go.
And they are, I believe, they are commonly worn in the Ukraine.
Ooh.
or something. Anyway.
They're attractive this wherever they're worn.
I'll tell you the real truth. I caught Father Robert Ballester posing in front of the mirror with this thing on. And
he said,
you have not earned this yet. You, my friend. No.
I really like how it turns up like that.
Yeah. I don't know if you're supposed to do that or what. But it's got that nice embroidery in it.
It is nice.
And it doesn't make you look any sillier. So
no. I like it.
AppCap time.
That's why, we're wearing it for the AppCap, our favorite apps. Have you ever used Retro for Instagram?
No, what's that?
I like Instagram.
I use it all the time.
But sometimes it's really hard to scroll through everything and I get behind.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to just see everything. I want, especially when, now that I have some, children on Instagram, I want to see what they're posting too. So Retro, I've got it on my screen right now. Here's a picture.
Oh.
There's Miss Amber MacArthur. We follow each other.
See, so the Instagram still does not have an iPad version, which is weird.
No. And this
So this is a better gallery.
Yes, it certainly is. There's no, usually you have this gallery for your own, but these are not my pictures. These are who I follow.
Right.
So I just can scroll through and just kind of look at, there's some Butter and Eggs Day parade, somebody's baby, someone's hairstyle, someone's food. Who look at it? Because sometimes people post a lot of pictures of their food. All at once.
Look at that.
Enough food, Leo.
Look at that one on the left, though.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what's that?
Can you embiggen it?
Mm-hmm.
There.
I can embiggen it.
Do you know that looks like peas, right?
It does.
That is dessert.
Yeah. Yes. Someone's calling your watch, your phone, your laptop.
Okay. Now, this is good timing.
Okay.
Abby always calls when I'm on a show.
Okay.
There you go. You see?
We're not going to do
Now,
gonna
I can say, I could watch, I'll do this. Here, we'll do this quickly. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Abby.
Abby? Oh, she hung up as soon as she heard your voice.
It's not true. No. Abby used to babysit my children. She wouldn't.
Up. She's calling again. Oh, she called. She hung up again. Must be butt dialing me.
She might. Right. That could be dangerous.
There's the notification. So I can miss call. I can call her back. I can messenger. I'll just send her a message. And, I have some standard messages, so I could just send her one of those standard messages that I send. I'm on my way. Sorry, I can't talk right now. How about that one? We'll send that one. So that was easy, right?
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, I just commented on your food.
So that is a dessert.
That's not peas?
No.
Not going to get any fiber from that?
It's an amazing dessert. Lisa and I had an incredible meal. It is, I don't want to tell you where, even though it says Madrona Manor right there. I don't want to tell you where because it's the best kept secret in Northern California. The chef Jesse there is literally the best chef. And no one knows about this. And you can go there and have literally an amazing four-star meal.
Look at, someone else took a picture of that.
Yeah, I think probably Lisa.
Oh, was it? Yep.
Wait a minute. She named the orange Mr. Laporte? Now I'm hurt.
No, that's her name, Miss Laporte.
No, but look, there's tags. She's tagged me on that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the flower. She tagged you on the flower. So I really like Retro. It's pretty simple. I mean, you just can, look at
this
and you
nice.
Can comment.
I'm,
and you can
I'm downloading
photos
it.
And you can. One last feature because I started looking at this because of we were working on widgets. They also have this great widget. So if I'm just looking at my today screen, kind of saying, okay, here's my to-do list. Here's I want to talk to Siri, my Fanatical. And then, what's just on Instagram? Let's see. What are the last There we go. What are some pictures on Instagram? So I can just quickly look there, too.
It's just Johnny a very Cash. Easy way to look at your Instagram gallery.
Yeah, very
and
easy.
And it's iPad native, which unfortunately
Instagram
is not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I love it. Retro. It is.
Still don't get why Instagram hasn't done an iPad version.
I don't know either. Why? If you know, you can email us.
If you look at Instagram, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's happening to me and many of my friends are posting very odd videos of themselves.
Oh, yes. I
on Instagram.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody from Felicia Day to that guy Leo Laporte using this weird program, and I'm going to use it right now. Now, it is an iPhone-only program. It's kind of hard to find, even harder to use because it's only in Chinese. They say they're making an American version, an English version. Not American. English version. It's called My Idol. All right? But in order to do this, you have to read Chinese. Fortunately, I studied Chinese in college, and so I have Yeah, you know what I mean? Sure.
Oh, really? Right. Can you really read that?
No.
Okay.
So it does have a little bit of a video that
it
tells you.
It does the thing that you never should do. Never just press buttons. Never do that, Leo. Never do that.
No. Okay. Now, Okay, I'm going to take a picture of you, and I'm going to make you an idol. Are you ready?
I'm already wearing a weird hat.
Okay, you will be a great idol. Okay, okay. Now, that probably is not the perfectest picture ever, but we'll take it. So the idea... Oh, my God. first of all, we got to center it. And the idea is we're going to say, okay, it's going to scan it. Okay. Now you have to, this is kind of complicated, but you have to say where the eyes are, where the side of the head is, where the chin is and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to say,
where
okay.
Where the weird hat is.
Now you can zoom in and it does a pretty good job. As you can see, those are the edges of your eyes, right? Mm-hmm. So we're just going to tune it up just a little bit. It got the side of your head pretty good. Looks like the upper lip, lower lip's a little bit off. We're going to get that right. Even though I don't speak Chinese or I don't remember much Chinese, it's fairly intuitive. There is on the website of the company that makes this an English language translation of this. All right, now, it's going to incorporate you into, so it's getting your face, okay?
Okay, so I don't want to be wearing a belly shirt or be
It doesn't matter
a pole.
Because it's only going to get your face.
Okay.
And now we're going to make a fun video. I don't know what this means, but
right.
I'm just going to tap
randomly.
But somehow
you end up with, like, yeah. The first one I did, I was wearing very short shorts, and that was the hair that I
okay.
had, too.
Okay, I'm now going to get... Okay, that's your face.
Yeah,
did you notice that?
Face. I like that hair
okay.
on me.
Well, we can change it.
Okay.
And we can also make a movie.
Yeah, no poles, please. No stripper
okay.
poles.
So one of the things about this, oops, is I didn't pay for any of this stuff. So you can have it do something.
Oh,
look, you're waving a flag.
That's normal for me.
Uh-huh. Let me get back out of here, because there are some things we can do. We can give you some better hair, better outfits. These are some of the pictures that are associated with the face. It's having trouble with your forehead. Oh, that's that weird hat you're wearing.
The hat, yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a weird hat.
So don't be wearing a weird hat.
Don't let Megan mess with you there. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Isn't that funny? I can save it back out to photos just by tapping that. It's now in my photos book. I can also send it to various Chinese social networks like Weibo and stuff. I can dress you a little bit better, and I think
Thank
I
you.
Probably should.
Me too.
First of all, let's put a hat on,
right.
or different hair, maybe. You want to?
Yeah.
Now this you should know. This grade stuff, you can't use.
You have to pay. Ooh,
so,
that's good.
Except for the weird forehead.
No,
this is working.
I should have taken
okay.
the hat off.
Yeah, different eyes, and again, I think
different
you
eyes.
Get. I'm not sure, but I think you get a couple for free.
Okay.
So pick wisely, like pick one facial hair. Okay. Now that one. Okay. There
That's
we go.
Not
and
very nice.
And outfit. I get one outfit for,
okay, yeah.
for free.
A nice it's, coat. Some pants.
I don't know. I think there
I like
should
stripes.
Be, there should be some better outfits here. What do you like? You like stripes?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm a fan of the stripes.
There we go. We got the stripes for free.
Oh.
Oh, you know. Probably I hope I get some
please.
Pants. I hope I can get some pants.
Oh, Leo.
There you go. Stripes and pass. Checks go
Thanks.
Together.
Perfect. Oh,
that
I love
is
it.
You.
That is me.
That is
beard.
You. And now we can put you into a production. Maybe I'll get you some shoes.
Thanks.
You should have boots.
Mm-hmm.
You seem like a boot type.
I like boots.
Yeah, look at that.
Great.
That is a good look, except for
yeah.
the facial hair again. I can say you're a man or a woman.
Right.
I've
good.
Made you a woman for some reason. Let's give you better hair, though. I want to get some better hair for you. Pick
so
hairs.
You don't press, you okay, the grayed out ones. I like the long hair. Ooh, that should.
That's you.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's turn off the mustache.
Mm-hmm. Thank
right.
you.
Yeah. I forgot how to do that. Here's a cute outfit. Look at that. You can get the whole outfit if you want.
Oh,
I guess I've used up my freebies.
Oh,
anyway, and now, there we go. That is you.
No, thank you.
All right. Something a little more momish.
Right. Momish.
There you go.
Yeah, it's between momish,
you're momish.
And schoolgirl. There's no in between
those
there.
There's no choices. Okay. Now, there you are. And now I can put you in a show.
Okay, great.
I'm not sure which show. You want to... How about on the pole? What do you think? You would be good on a stripper pole?
Not the pole.
Okay. And there we go. And I think you'll sing a Chinese song as well.
We're going to come back to the camera and I'm just going to be gone. I'm done.
Done. That's it. All right. No, you get two.
Okay.
Let's
then
try this
I would
one.
Like to be singing, please.
You want to be singing?
Yeah. With hearts.
With hearts. Oh, I got to pay for it now.
Well.
So that's it. I used up my freebie and it's a stripper pole. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
There's the hearts. Here we go. Okay. All right, now there, Megan.
That's more me.
Megan is going to sing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Change the background too. Let's put it in with you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the lyrical stylings of Megan Maroney.
I think I would just like to appear as my idol from now on.
This is my idol.
And just
now,
see what kind of Twitter feedback I get about it.
I got a Harry's kit for you.
Thank you.
Help a
thank
lot.
You.
Isn't that funny?
It is funny.
The weird thing is, it is using your face, and so you actually. It can be now. This, it turns out, is
it
a
can
whole.
Be what?
It can be you. This right. is a whole category of programs. There's another one that does use the iPad called Morpho with an F. There's Morpho and the paid version, Morpho, M-O-R-F-O, Booth. And you want to do a little bit of a Morpho booth here? I'll
sure.
do me this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, do you this
All
time.
All right.
With a stripper pole, please.
So I'm going to take a picture. There are no stripper poles, but it's actually a little bit worse than that. So here's, first let's get a picture. And you want to kind of have a frontal, full frontal.
Do you think you want to take your hat off so you don't have the weird forehead like I did?
Nope. We'll just see what happens. That is, okay. So we're going to use this picture. Okay. Now, similarly, we have to, and all of these programs kind of are like this. You have to get the, this one's a little easier, don't you think? And mm-hmm. to, you just kind of basically, you're stretching till it gets it right where you want it. There we go. All right. And then same thing with the eyes. I wish I could.
What's it doing to your eyes?
Nothing yet.
Oh, it's showing you where your eyes
this
are.
This is where we're so doing the same thing we had to do with
right.
my
that's where your eyes
idol
are.
To it's say here's kind of the shape and size of the various body parts. I think my lip is not that big. There we go. Maybe a little even. Yeah. You want to do this fairly accurately. Now, there is the result. Now, I can change things. Like, I can make the eyes bigger.
That's weird.
Really, which is kind of creepy. Or darker or brighter.
That's a
I can
painting.
Add, I can make them red. Okay. I can change my nose in various ways, you know, tilt corners down and
oh.
things like that.
You're giving yourself a nose job.
Yeah. Yeah, you can actually. There you go. That's pretty close to. It's looking like me, though, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Finish that. Now, that's me. Now I can do other things. I can record audio. Finished recording. That was quick. I am recording some audio now. Play. And you see it moves the lips
mm-hmm.
in time. Okay, cancel that. We don't want to do that. I could change my makeup.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. I can choose which do I...
Right there, you just looked like, help me,
which
please.
Action pack do I want? Goth? Sure. I can be fatter. Hard to believe, but yes. Much fatter. I can be elven.
Oh.
More elven,
Ooh.
Right? I can have a stronger chin. Okay.
Ooh, stronger chin.
Yeah. Kids love... Milo oh. and Huck will love this.
Yeah.
Now, rock, disco, or tune?
Disco,
disco, obviously. And now I'm singing and dancing. So this is kind of like my idol.
Yeah.
Again, using you as the baseline,
mm-hmm.
but modifying it as necessary.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then, of course, I can share that to Facebook. Because what would Facebook be
right.
without distorted, hard, weird dreams?
I like that you did both of us. I feel better that, you know.
Equal.
Equal opportunity,
equal opportunity shaming.
And embarrassing.
So the nice thing about Morpho, it's in English. They have a free version and a paid version. I was just using the paid version. That's a few bucks. My Idol, hard to find. You have to search for My Idol, one word, in the iPhone store. And for a long time, that didn't even work because it's in Chinese. But the Chinese developers realized that there was an interest in the English language countries. So they added that, I guess, somehow as a tag. And you can't find it now. That is free as well, although they want you to purchase additional outfits like this fine
hat. Which you need, yes. Or scenes, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I think that's it for this edition of the iPad.
I think it looks a lot like me, don't you?
Exactly
almost
like
exactly.
you. Yes, exactly,
exactly
like you.
Exactly like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So send us a voicemail, like I said, 757-504-iPad. You can write to
We'd
us.
We'd love that. We'd love the voicemails.
iPad Today at twit.tv. Let us know what you're interested in hearing about. Do you want more Apple Watch stuff? Do you want less Apple Watch stuff? I want to hear.
It's your choice, your chance.
Right, this is your show.
It's your show.
We're just sitting in these chairs.
We're just filling in.
Embarrassing ourselves
until you
with
get
apps.
Here.
And weird hats. And
wow,
and
now the hat. Now the hat works.
Oh yeah.
I'm a Puccinello.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, the same time, we always do it 12:30-ish Mondays. And then, of course, subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast app. And we'll see you next week, right?
12:30 Pacific, 3:30 Eastern, yes. 21:30 UTC.
Live.twit.tv.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Megan.
Thank you.
Thanks for the hats. We'll see you next time on iPad Today.
We will.
No howling.
Hopefully.